Right now, we have Jeff Ong online to talk about his brand new single that came out last Friday called When It Gets Easy. Jeff, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. How have you been since release? It came out last Friday. It's big stuff. Great song. How's it been?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been good. I think it's been a little while since I last released a song, maybe a year or so ago.
Yeah.
I guess I felt like it's felt like a big kind of build up to releasing it, because I think we've been working on it since maybe September last year. So
yeah.
I'm really excited to have it out and like have people listening to it. And I think it means a lot when people like yourself like want to you know, show the song or like play the song to people and have me on to talk about it. So
It's exciting stuff, especially this being your first release in a while. It's big stuff, big pieces,
It's been really cool, and I think there's been a couple of really cool shows over the last few weeks as well to kind of tie in with that. Like I did Newtown Festival in Wellington a couple of weeks ago,
and that would have been fun.
Last week I did Cross Street Festival in Auckland, so they were both like really, really awesome, and it was cool to like, I guess, get out and play the song to people live as well.
Oh yeah, for sure. How were the festivals? How did that go? Playing the song live, how did the crowds receive it?
Yeah, it went really well. I think Newtown Festival was really fun, because I've only played in Wellington a couple of times before, so it was cool to like get to play to a bunch of new people who I don't know.
Yeah,
Who I guess didn't know me. And then Auckland was really different, I guess, because it's kind of a hometown show, and the whole kind of Karangahape Road scene is where I feel like I belong in Auckland, and like so there were a lot of like friendly faces and people I knew, and lots of I guess the Karangahape Road community who came out to Cross Street Festival, so like that was a completely different feeling as well, and they were both I loved it both
Oh, that sounds so fun. Would have been such a good time playing live for first time in a while, getting up on the stage again, play this new track. Do you want to tell us a little bit about When It Gets Easy, the inspo behind it, what's the song about, all of that? Give us a rundown of it.
So I wrote the song about like, I guess, the perpetual process of growing up and learning to, I guess, navigate life when it gets complex and difficult. Because I think when I was a kid, right, I was always like, okay, when I grow up, when I become an adult, like, things are going to be easy and things are going to make sense. You know, I think when I was a kid, I had a lot of big feelings that I didn't really know how to deal with.
Yeah.
And I guess I thought when I grew up, like, a lot of those would just go away. But I think actually the opposite is true. Like, the big sort of feelings stay there, but I think you learn to get better at navigating them and dealing with them, and like that's the way that it gets easy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, it never really gets like easy, but you, as you grow up, you get better and more equipped to
for sure. That's I mean, it's a great song, it's a great message to write about. How do you feel like writing about these vulnerable parts and personal parts of your life? How do you feel about writing about those and translating them into your art for everybody to hear? What's the process like doing that?
I think it's like I think a lot of songwriters say that writing is kind of like a form of therapy or journaling for them, and I find it's kind of the same for me, like, because I think I like to journal and write about stuff to help process things.
Yeah.
But then when you have to write a song about something like this, it forces you to really delve into it and like really truly understand it. Because if you have to explain a concept like this in a 3-minute, especially in pop, right?
Yeah.
You're really confined to like a 3-minute kind of length of song.
Yeah, for sure.
So like if you're trying to explain a concept within 3 minutes and it has to rhyme, you know, I think you have to really understand it. And
yeah.
I feel like that helps me kind of work through these big feelings and stuff like that, because I have to really get to the bottom of it and understand it and then express it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It's like cathartic almost, like...
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. So it's obviously about a pretty heavy subject, but the song itself is pretty bright and sunny sounding. What were your musical influences behind it? Like, did you listen to any, like, particular artists, particular songs, genres while you were making it in the process of writing it?
Yeah, I guess the sound of it being really bright is kind of intentional. I think I kind of wanted it to still feel positive and hopeful, you know, despite the subject matter being a bit heavy. Because I think, you know, if the lyrics are really sad and the song also sounds sad, sometimes that's like too much. Right?
Yeah.
You know, and I think having that kind of contrast makes it a bit easier to listen. Maybe, you know, listen to the lyrics and feel them without getting kind of overwhelmed by it all.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but in terms of like artists and stuff I'm listening to at the moment, I really like Holly Humberstone. She's like a British indie pop.
Yes, she's so good.
She's really cool, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she's great. What else am I into at the moment? Yeah, she's a big favorite.
Yeah. Would you say her?
I feel like I'm really blanking now.
That's all right. I kind of put you on the spot here. Would you say her stuff was influencing you when you wrote "When It Gets Easy," or was it more just feeling out the song, feeling the vibes of trying to write an upbeat song about a not so upbeat topic?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I feel like my sound is always influenced by what I'm listening to at the time.
Yeah.
Whether it's consciously or not, I think, and that, you know, that is the kind of music that I mostly listen to, so I think naturally kind of just kind of happens like that.
I understand you've also released a music video to go along with the song. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the process behind making that and how that came together?
So in the music video, I got a bunch of my friends and family to like cut all my hair off. So I used to have like really long hair, like kind of almost down to my waist. And then like I'd been growing it for years and years and years, like maybe 5 years. And then I felt like, you know, one of my friends was saying, like, you know, when you think about the hair, like your hair, and then the end of a strand of it, like that's been with you for throughout 5 years of your life, right? Like all those experiences and things like that.
Yeah, true.
And I kind of realized that, like, it felt like there was a lot of emotional weight or baggage kind of that I was carrying around in my hair. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know. Like, it sounds true. It
at
sounds
the time,
right.
It felt like it. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to, you know, and I feel like a lot of people will cut their hair when they feel like they need to make a step forward somehow in their life, or let go of the past. And I thought, so that was something that I thought about for the video. And I was talking to my friend Lochina, who's the director, and we were trying to think of ways that we could make this happen and make it like visually interesting and emotionally impactful. And we kind of came to the idea of getting like people who are really close to me to cut my hair. Because it's like, you know, having a strong community around you is like a really powerful mental health tool, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
And like, I thought that would be a really cool way to visually represent that. And we did it all in one take, like one continuous,
That's so cool.
Take. So like, you can see it all happening in real time in front of you. And I think that adds to the feeling of it.
Yeah,
you know, like
for sure.
We did it real for real, you know?
What was it like having your like family and community around you while you're making that video, like including them in your process? How was that for you?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was so, it felt really joyful and I don't know, just the sense of all of us being together and doing it, you know.
Yeah.
I think it just felt really special. And yeah, because I really like doing that. I like involving people in my life, like in the creation process, you know, because I think
yeah,
I mean, I hope they get something out of it as well, right? Like, because I love, like, crossed. I have a lot of creative
friends. Yeah.
And like working with them on their creative projects, I get a lot out of it. So I hope it's nice for people when they get to do stuff like this.
Oh,
well,
yeah. For sure. I mean, yeah, I would be like, I've never done anything like that, but I feel like it would be really cool to be around people while doing that and having a good time with it, and having the people that are closest to you going through that process with you. Like, I feel like that would be really, really special. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just really good vibes.
Yeah.
And I think that really comes through, like, on camera. Like, you can see everyone feels able to be authentic on camera, you know what I mean?
And
because I think that the worst thing, well, not the worst thing, but like something that, you know, like when something comes across like staged or fake or inauthentic, I think we all have a really good radar for that. Like, everyone can tell.
Yeah, 100%.
And like, but this one felt really real when we were making it.
That's so cool. That's so special. But yeah, I mean, have you got any final thoughts to add? Anything you really want to get across to the listeners about When It Gets Easy, to wrap us up here?
I don't know. I just hope that people enjoy it, listen to it, and resonate with it, hopefully.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, and thanks for having me on the show.
Of course. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Yeah.
Likewise.
Nice. Well, thank you. This was Jeff Ong on When It Gets Easy. I've got his track loaded up right now on Radio 1 at 91 FM. Thank you once again, Jeff. I will be with you in just a second. But this is When It Gets Easy. Enjoy.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.